San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom says his decision to offer marriage licenses to same-gender couples came the night he was attending the President's State of the Union address in Washington. He was an invited guest of Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi of San Francisco, the Democratic majority leader. Newsom says the speech irked him.
The last 20 minutes of that speech I did not like, and I was frankly almost offended at some of the words and how debasing and targeted some of the president's comments were.
That statute protects marriage under federal law as a union of a man and a woman.
From that moment, I came back to San Francisco with a renewed sense of faith that this was a special place and we needed to do the right thing and uphold the Constitution, not only the United States, but the Constitution and the oath of office I took 39 days ago, the state constitution, which is crystal clear, equal protection clause, that we do not have the right to discriminate against people.
Nearly a month later, Newsom consulted several key politicians. The openly gay congressman, Barney Frank, was one of them. He was embroiled in a battle over same-gender marriages in Massachusetts.
What the mayor told me was that he was not, I said I'd heard that he was thinking about this and was interested in my opinion, and I told him I thought it would be a bad idea to do it at that time, particularly because of the Massachusetts issue, where we had a vote pending, and while the vote was staved off, it's going to be coming again. What he told me was, this is on Tuesday, was that he wasn't planning to do marriages. He told me that what he was planning to do was to ask the legal people to tell him what steps would have to be taken to allow marriages.
And that is exactly what Newsom did in a request to the recorder assessor for the city and county of San Francisco, Mabel Tang. The next day, she announced the city had slightly revised the language of marriage licenses.
Those are revisions to the verbiage. We did not alter the form. It's the same form. We made some minor revisions to the verbiage.
I said very clearly that I was going to move expeditiously when I announced my intentions to review the forms and documents. As it relates to our marriage certificates, and we reviewed it. You know what? Turned out not to be that complex, did it? Instead of saying bride and groom, you just say applicant one, applicant two. Frankly, we may have been able to do this yesterday, but it takes a little time to get the print dry, and we were able to do it this morning. I'm proud we were able to do it this morning.
The decision was immediately met with praise and excitement from many longtime San Francisco gay activists, including Supervisor Tom Amiano, a two-time mayoral candidate who lost to Newsom in a recent runoff election.
I think it's terrific, and certainly what happened in Massachusetts last week was very encouraging as well. And I appreciate the mayor taking that lead. Let's see what other cities do about this. But in the meantime, here comes the bride and the bride and the groom and the groom.
On the first day the licenses were issued, 87 couples tied the knot at San Francisco City Hall. Longtime activists Phyllis Lyon and Del Martin were the first to wed. As word began to spread, a line began to grow outside City Hall. By the next morning, it stretched for three blocks.
We didn't even go to the hotel to drop off the bags because I didn't know if people were going to, if there are going to be enough slots available today.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if there's legal challenges. We're still going to be together regardless. It's ceremonial. I mean, it's not a religion thing. It's an equal rights thing.
I didn't think I would be so emotionally affected by this. I'm really shaking. And we've been together for 18 years.
I hope the whole world sees our marriage. I hope my relatives in Greece that don't know about us see our marriage and that they see that we love each other. And I just hope the whole world can see us as two people that are committed to each other, that are devoted.
With this ring, I thee wed.
By virtue of the authority vested in me by the state of California, I now pronounce you spouses for life. Congratulations.
Over the next several days, newlywed couples trickled out of City Hall. They were often greeted with cheers from those still waiting in line to get in. This couple came from Vallejo, north of San Francisco.
It's such an incredible political action and a personal action that it's just so amazing to be a part of it, you know.
What about the whole part that, you know, it may not be legally binding? We don't know what the judge is going to do or anything like that. I imagine that probably doesn't bother you at all.
No. No, in fact, the idea of it not being legally binding and being challenged in the court makes it all that much more appealing right now to just be a part of that time, you know, to really be a part of it. If it one day becomes legally binding, of course, that's what we all want. That's why we're here. But, you know, now it's about being a part of this kind of wave that's going on. So, yeah.
Lisa and I totally feel like we need to have a personal experience, so we're going to have our own ceremony at our own home. We've already been planning that. So we knew that we were going to get married. It was just a matter of doing it legally versus doing it in our own way.
Now we see people coming from all over the world. We have people in line right now from Baltimore and Chicago. There's a couple that just got in, one this morning from Washington, D.C., drove out the last day and a half. That's extraordinary, and it goes to the fact that people across this country are looking to San Francisco for leadership and looking for San Francisco as a model, an example for the rest of the nation. And I have a great sense of obligation in that capacity.
By the close of business on the Friday before Valentine's Day, the city announced that nearly 700 couples had gotten married. To accommodate the crowd, Mayor Newsom announced City Hall would remain open on Valentine's Day and through the President's Day holiday. Over in the city's Castro district, many merchants say Valentine's Day business was booming. Brian Schockweiler was snipping a lot of flowers at Not Just Flowers on 18th Street.
It's been good business for the flower industry. The men have wanted boutonnieres, matching boutonnieres. The women the same. They also wanted boutonnieres. Small little hand, you know, nosegays. And also celebration flowers for parties afterwards. There was a couple in here that had been together for 15 years, two guys, and one of the gentlemen was going to be deported, and so they wanted to get married before he had to go back to the Philippines. So they did that, and they came in and got some flowers and went off and got married and came back and drove by and honked their horn. There's been a lot of horn honking in the Castro.
On the streets of the Castro, the opinions were strong.
When you start talking about things like the Defense of Marriage Act, as though heterosexual marriage is going to be, you know, assaulted in some way over this, that it, the value of it is and the stability of it is going to be, you know, undermined and attacked through this kind of thing. It's crazy.
We are human beings just like they are, and we deserve to be married if we love somebody. And we own a house together, and we've been together, and we're in love, and we deserve it just like anyone else.
What's to say a straight guy says, you know, I've been married to my wife for 22 years. We've been happy. We've had children. We're wonderful. And now these two gay guys are getting married and they're ruining it. Like, is that an adequate response?
The news that San Francisco was issuing marriage licenses to same-gender couples reverberated throughout the world. Opponents claimed San Francisco was violating the law. From President Bush,
I'm troubled by what I've seen,
to California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It is time for the city to stop traveling down this dangerous path of ignoring the rule of law.
Even some Democrats and unlikely opponents criticized the mayor's action. One of them was Congressman Barney Frank, who worries that the publicity in San Francisco will bolster a push in Congress to pass a constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman.
There are some members of Congress who are in the middle. There are members of Congress who want to vote with us against this amendment but are afraid politically. Now, people said, well, don't you wish they would defy that? Yeah, I wish a lot of these. I wish I could eat more and not gain weight. I wish I had the same energy level at 63 that I had when I was 40. But I don't, and I have to live with reality. And I am afraid that this happening in San Francisco now is going to mean no real legal gains for people here and will be used politically against us.
Here's my tentative.
I've considered everything.
In court, attorneys for the California Campaign for Families and the Alliance Defense Fund tried but failed to convince two separate judges to put an immediate stop to the marriages. Clyde Wadsworth, a lawyer who represents the Lambda Legal Defense Fund and the National Center for Lesbian Rights, is helping the city defend itself in court. He does not see San Francisco's action as an act of civil disobedience.
Our position is that that this is an entirely justified move by the mayor that's supported by the state constitution. Civil disobedience implies that it's an illegal action and that the mayor is, you know, purposefully breaking the law. But that's not what this is. The mayor is enforcing a higher authority, which is the equality guarantee of the state constitution.
Back at San Francisco City Hall, it is day number 8 of the city's same-gender marriage spree. Outside the courthouse, just across the street from City Hall, a group of loud protesters has gathered to voice their opposition and draw the attention of TV cameras. Across the street, a group of counter-demonstrators tries to steal the attention. Inside the courthouse, a judge is hearing another legal challenge and later refuses to issue an injunction.
Hi, my name is Terry Stewart. I'm Chief Deputy City Attorney, and this is my colleague, Bobby.